Michael Morden spent about 25 years behind bars, wrongfully convicted of murdering his wife. His defense lawyers have said they could not access any of the evidence during the trial. He was later exonerated in 2011 because of DNA testing. On Monday, House members voted on two bills influenced by his case, Senate Bills 825 and 1611. The former, authored by Democratic State Senator John Whitmire, involves filing a grievance. The latter, by Democratic State Senator Rodney Ellis, requires an open file of evidence. Morden says these would avoid another case like his.
1611 in particular, because the open file system would have prevented what happened to me from happening.
Right now, the statute of limitations to file a grievance against a prosecutor begins from the moment the violation is discovered. Someone in prison, however, can't attend a hearing. SB 825 would allow the exonerated to file a grievance up to 4 years upon release from prison. It also requires a state bar committee to publicly take action against the prosecutor, such as taking away the person's license or writing a letter of reprimand. House members passed both bills preliminarily, but upon final passage expected today, they will head for Governor Perry's desk.
This is a huge first step, and I'm very encouraged and very happy about it.
Vikrant Reddy, an analyst with the Texas Public Policy Foundation's Center for Effective Justice, says moving forward, this legislation would help indigent defendants the most. He says they can't afford to pay multiple attempts by an attorney to access evidence.
There are many, many Texans who have to have counsel appointed for them. And, you know, generally speaking, that part of our system, it's a lot more difficult to succeed at trial than it would be, you know, if you were able to select your own counsel.
He, like Morden, says these bills are among the most significant to pass through the legislature. While Morden won't comment on what more needs to be done, Reddy says he hopes there won't be legislative fixes to the Texas criminal justice system session after session. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.